Good evening. Thanks for joining me. I'm in Colossians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. The second part of verse 5 in the ESV reads like this. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Started a series Sunday called Worthy, and we were talking about being found worthy in this passage. And their understanding of their worthiness grew because they understood the grace of God. Now, Paul says that you have seen it working. He said it has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you. So you've heard this word of the truth, the gospel. It has come to you. It is making its impact all around the world, and it is making its impact among you as well. Now, the gospel is just the good news that Jesus Christ paid the price for our sin and invites us into a personal relationship with God. The sin is paid for. You can go to Him for your forgiveness, and you can be invited into the family, and you can invite other people into that family. And so the gospel is going forth. It's reaching other people, and Paul says that to the Colossians, but he says it's also bearing fruit. So bearing fruit, obviously, more people, right? More fruit, more people, yeah. But it also, as the gospel and the good news of what Jesus Christ has done gets hold of us on the inside, it begins to bear other kinds of fruit. Now, some of you might have been saved so long, you just don't think about it anymore. You're not considering your faith in Jesus Christ actually making an impact, or maybe you're kind of discouraged. You're not seeing a lot of change and transformation in you or the other believers that are around you, and so you've just decided that maybe it really was a ticket to heaven and there's nothing more to it, but that is so not true. It does bear fruit in bringing more people out of darkness and into light, out of their lost condition on their way to hell and into their found place in the family of God and on their way to heaven. It absolutely does that. That's what it's for. But once He brings you in the family, I keep saying this. I feel like I'm redundant, but saying the right thing over and over and keep saying it is not bad. So I'm going to keep doing that. Is that once He brings you into the family, He wants to keep working on you. And He doesn't just want that to be that more people would come to Christ, which absolutely, yes, we want that. But He also, on a personal level, because if you think about it only as more people getting saved, it kind of feels like you got recruited so you can get some work done. And that's part of it, because you've got the best news ever. You can escape hell and go to heaven and have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I mean, that's good news. You want to do that. But God didn't just save you so He'd have more worker bees. He saved you because He loves you. And in loving you, He wants to keep working in you. So when the gospel continues to bear fruit among you, that actually is bearing fruit in you, among the people that you're around. The good news of Jesus Christ is that He came to save you and reconcile. The ministry of reconciliation is that He's reconciling all of you to Himself. So there's all these parts and pieces of you, things that you're ashamed of, things that you've done wrong, things that you know you utterly failed at and chose to fail at. You made the choice that caused the failure. And you're so ashamed of that, don't want to bring it up. And Jesus Christ is right there the whole time with the grace and the love that is displayed for us in the gospel, saying, I want all of you. I want every part. Because I love you, I want every part. I want you to bring all of that to me. Don't hide it. And know that when you come and confess your sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. And listen to the second part, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He wants to wash you clean. And that doesn't always mean washing that stuff away in your life. Sometimes it means cleaning it off and making it useful. That doesn't mean that you keep doing it. It just means that the shame gets washed away. So that now you can tell that broken story and it can be used to rescue other people from doing the same thing, or maybe people that are already doing the same thing that need to be rescued out of it. But because Jesus Christ has saved you and washed you clean, you no longer have to be ashamed of that in the same way. Just aware that it's not good for you. You're not going back. But your story can be useful, and the grace of God can be shown through you if you will let it continue to have its work in you. All right. That's it for today. I hope that's good, and that you'll begin to walk in hope of what God's going to do in your life. God bless you. Have a great week. And Lord willing, we'll see you next week. Okay? Thank you. Bye.